Blog Talk Radio.
As I'm watching a freedom of being suffocated tonight by both parties in the United States. A little bit of lip service from John McCain, a little bit of lip service from the Republicans who are waiting for Obama to fall down so they can take the government back. And it's not going to work, guys. You have the wrong people at the wrong time, at the wrong in the wrong places. You have to restructure your party. You are in bad shape and you don't even know it. You're hoping for this Obama to have a disaster, which he may well have. Okay, but that's not going to save you. You got to get out there and do your job. Now, let me talk about what Osama bin Laden is doing, because that's even more heinous. He's using the media. First off, he approached Twitter to take credit for and control of the uprising. I don't call it a revolution. I call it a resurrection, because freedom has been dead, and it is now rising from the dead. Okay, so the Obama people tried to hijack Twitter. And God knows what they would have done with it. But Twitter stood alone. The State Department, which is totally ineffective, ran to Twitter and said, "Please don't shut down. You're the only vehicle that knows what's going on in Iran. We have no intelligence. We are blind. We are just sheep." And Twitter stopped their maintenance to keep the window open. And the Iranian people trust Twitter. It's the only thing in America they trust. You got to remember that since 1979, when Carter handed over not only the Panama Canal to the Chinese, but he also handed over Iran to the mullahs, to the women pinching mullahs, and when they're not pinching them, they're hanging them off the back of tow trucks in the name of Sharia law. And God, I'd like to see the stories behind, I'd like to see the briefs on those cases. I wonder how many spurned advances and were strung up. But anyway, that's another cause celeb. Let me go back to what my point. My point is that Obama, as soon as these people started to show and speak up for freedom, Obama decided that he was going to do what the German dispatcher did in the Valkyries. Who is he going to side with? And his boss said, we have to side with the winner. And that's what Obama has decided to do. He is siding with the winner, and the winner is going to be Ahmadinejad. But inshallah, bukra mafi. God willing, it never will happen. Okay? And will the other guy be better? I don't know, and I don't care. I want these people to have their vote. If they think the other guy is better, and they voted for the other guy, let them have their vote. And let them vote in the United States, and their vote will be safer here than if it was a Clinton account in Switzerland. Let freedom ring. So, as I'm... today I couldn't get near a computer. I wanted to say so much, and I couldn't get near a computer. I was the one I had was made of wood. But I was thinking about how the Iranians are really being stifled, and how they're being cut up. They're being cut to pieces. These are guys that are walking around on riding around on motorcycles and on foot, and three against one beating somebody with a truncheon. They're also slashing them with straight razors. The box cutters that they use to hijack planes. Yeah, and that's what they're doing to these people. And every time you go on a blog site, if you check any of the blog sites and messages are coming out from Iran, they'll tell you, don't go to the hospital. Do not go to the hospital. They're arresting everybody that's in the hospital. They're probably killing them, though. They're probably killing them on the operating table. These people are cruel. These people they are dangerous and cruel. And if they'll do it to their own, imagine what they're going to do to you. Okay, so Obama and the media have already sided with the party of death. The party of death in the United States is joining with the party of death in Iran. And you won't hear anything in the media. They're selling out these people. They're ordering their Pontius Pilate of finger bowls. They're treating the American, Iranian people who are protesting in the streets as if they were of fetuses. Yeah. The only species in America that's not protected, the unborn. And that's, they're treating them like the unborn. See, this is the freedom unborn. These are the fetuses of freedom. And we all know how the Democrats hate fetuses. So, one party is as bad as the other. And it's time to throw them all out of office. And the Iranians are trying to do the same thing. So let's kill two birds with one stone tonight. And as I'm driving up the Garden State Parkway, heading home, during the day, my thoughts flash back. I got to tell you, abortion and this to me is the same thing. If you're going to kill a fetus, it's the same as killing the freedom. And I flash back to a cardinal in Washington, D.C., who gave a sermon about child murder. And he was condemning those who look the other way. I call those people the people that use Pontius Pilate finger bowls. Remember when Pontius Pilate washed his hands? My hands are clean. And this cardinal used as his example of Americans looking the other way, he used the murder of a woman in New York named Kitty Genovese. And what happened to Kitty Genovese is she was stalked by a man, followed into her hallway of her building, and he started to cut her to pieces. And she screamed for help. And I think this went on for about an hour. She screamed and screamed for help. And over 200 people in the apartment heard her screams for help, and not one person came to her aid. And I think that the murderer even left the scene of the crime, and she was still alive, and I think he came back and he finished her off. And nobody came to her aid. Not while he was killing her, and not after. And this cardinal used that as the example of American apathy in protecting life. And isn't it funny that tonight I'm coming up on the Garden State Parkway and I'm listening to Hugh Hewitt. I think it was Hugh Hewitt. And his guest was a fellow named Frank Gaffney, who is big on anti-terrorism. And what do you think he used as his example of what's taking place in Iran? He used the Kitty Genovese story. And I said to myself, you know, you as an individual, you know something's wrong, and you don't speak out about it because you think you're the only one who thinks that way. And all of a sudden, you hear a guy on the radio saying the exact same words that you're thinking. And that's why we all have to stand up for the Iranians and help them get their vote counted. And the best place to count their vote is on Twitter. Get those votes to Twitter one way or another. Let Twitter set up some sort of a vote receiving section. And let's get those Iranian votes counted so the world knows the truth. And having said that, let me just we'll take a break, and I'll give you a little more music in honor of all the fallen. And I understand that one of the guys who was shot, I think he's about 21 years old. He's a student. He's a science student, and his parents went to get his body. And the government said they couldn't give up the body. Now this is a Muslim government, okay? And I'm pretty sure Sharia law says a deceased has to be buried by sundown, just like in the Jewish tradition. I'm pretty sure. And here, you know what they told the parents? You can't have the body until you pay a $3,000 a bullet charge, a bullet fee. They got to pay for $3,000 worth of bullets. How's that? How's that for spitting in the eye of the innocent? Let me give you a tribute to Nita. Did you ever see Nita's picture? She was beautiful. What do they do? What do they do? What do these mullahs do? They like to crush flowers? Is that what they do for a living? I think they interviewed Nita's boyfriend today. The guy should be bringing her flowers tonight. Instead, the mullahs crushed the flower of freedom. Instead of songs of love, all we get are funeral chants.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, but it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells me you're standing near. At the sound of your voice, heaven opened its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice? that a song such as ours came to be. But I always knew, I would live life through.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. All day I have been kvetching with anxiety over the suffocation of the people of Iran. I know that no matter what we do as a country, that the Ayatollahs will say that we have been at work since day one to undermine their position. But I got to tell you that Americans don't even care about their own government, and you can see that. It's as plain as the nose on Chuck Schumer's face. So when it comes to the inner workings of Iran, Americans are few and far between care anything. But I have to tell you, as a traditional American, I don't like it when somebody gets screwed. And I don't like it when the little guy gets screwed. And that's what makes me an American. I have always been a champion of the little guy. When I go to a bullfight, I cheer for the bull. And tonight, the Iranian people are being screwed by their own government to the point where they're going to be hacked to death for asking for a little freedom. I'm tired of hearing how the women are maltreated, hung from tow trucks, and I am sickened by the death of Nida, the girl who just went to ask where her vote is. And I don't believe she was killed by accident. I believe she was a deliberate target, not because she was a political threat, but because she was a woman. That I believe, and I might be wrong, but I believe that she was hit a center mass by a marksman. Okay? And she was wearing a white blouse, I believe, and she was in a crowd of mostly men. Okay, so I am infuriated with her martyrdom by the people that are always extolling martyrdom. But there is a greater cause tonight that needs to be answered, and that is the hijacking of the election. The reason these people are in the streets is they know that they have been bamboozled. They know that they have been betrayed. They know that in their own land, their vote doesn't count. When 40 million Iranians vote, and they're all paper ballots, and they're counted in 4 hours, let me tell you something. Nobody can do that. Okay? So the Iranians know they were hoodwinked. And probably we may end up with a change of regimes, and they'll be even more anti-American than this one. But you know what? Fairness has to rule. And every man's vote should count. We have three letters in the American lexicon, LLP, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we don't always live up to those three golden rules, but we try to. And tonight, we want to see LLP in Iran. So tonight, yours truly has contacted Twitter and contacted the Drudge Report and asked them to get together and make themselves available along with anybody else who will join us, and make their services available to stage new elections in the United States for the people of Iran. Not for the United States government, but for the people of the United States, to stage the election do-over for the people of Iran. And I got to tell you that based on what has taken place in Iran, the vote is going to change over the original vote, because now more people are incensed to what their government has done. So the vote should be even greater against Ahmadinejad and the mullahs. So, and I don't blame Ahmadinejad for this. I blame the mullahs. They are the power behind the throne. And they are the ones who call the shots. And they are the ones who wash their hands to make sure no blood stays on the fingernails. So if my voice is, if my cries fall on deaf ears, you will know that I tried tonight to get a Twitter to make itself available as the venue, as the catalyst for a re-election. And all of those Iranians who trust a Twitter and have seen and have tried to get messages out on Twitter can now send their vote to Twitter and say, here is my vote. And you can use a code name, a first name, and the town you are from. And hopefully we will be able to determine who is true and who is false. Once your government gets wind that there is a movement afoot to have a second election here in the United States, they are going to do everything in their power to corrupt the numbers. But who knows? Maybe we'll be able to decipher truth from terrorism. So I hope this catches on, and I hope it gets out there to the Iranian people. And if you need any help from me, I am abutom@aol.com. abutom@aol.com. And if you don't trust anybody else, I will give you a fair count. But Twitter is the way to go, because a Twitter has the influence and can make the right connections, I believe. So let me pay a tribute tonight again, once again, to Nita and to all the women of Iran and the lipstick revolution that they are trying to keep alive. Like a newborn baby, they are trying to give it life.
You know why? Why you and I will by and by know true love waits. Sometimes we'll sigh. Sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love waits. Throughout the day, our true love waits. Will bring us joy to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I. times we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love.
At the beginning of the first day that I supported this this resurrection of the Freedom Dead, I said I was concerned that many would die in the streets. These mullahs have a very tight noose around the neck of Iran, and they have been prepared for this since 1979. They have been sealing the fate of Iran since 1979. And I said to myself that it would be better if the Iranians who are demonstrating just went on strike, called in sick, and didn't go to work. But I hear tonight that if you don't open your shop, you lose your license. So now, more than ever, the bloodless way to get your message out is to send your vote to the USA. One, it is an insult to the government that is stepping on your neck. They will be humiliated because the people of Iran don't trust their government. They are sending their votes to be counted in the USA. Do it. And not only that, you can go to work and you can open your shop up and they can't take your business away. You can walk the streets because nobody will be pointing a gun at you because there's nothing they can do. And your vote will be counted for sure. And even if it doesn't work out, let's try it. Let's go for it. Let's see what happens because I think it will work out. Instead of maybe only one person can get his vote out, but maybe he can pick up 10 votes of with names, first names, or a pseudonym, and the town that they're voting from. That's all. So we've got Nizar from Tehran. That's one vote. Here's another Nizar. Okay, Nizar 1, Nizar 2, Nizar with a code name. Do it. Get your vote in. Start. This is something that you can do without feeling any pain. And even if it doesn't work, you did something different. You tried. And this could be the Twitter revolution. So I'm almost ready to broadcast, so I'm going to pick a tune to add to this, and then we'll go from there. And God keep you safe. And America does love you.
imagine the flower of freedom had a beautiful smile, and a madman took the smile off her face.
Certain smile, a certain face, can lead an unsuspecting heart on a merry chase. A fleeting glance can say so many lovely things. Suddenly you know why my heart sings. You love a while, and when love goes, you try to hide the tears inside with a cheerful pose. But in the hush of night, exactly like a bittersweet refrain, comes that certain smile to haunt your heart again.
Thank you.
can smile because of you.
How we doing? We got a few minutes left. Let me see what we can do here. The next tune I'm going to play, it may be Arabic. I'm sorry, I apologize for not having anything in Farsi. But this is an Amro Diab tune. I believe that's what's going to come up next. Let me see if I can get it for you. And I don't know what it is, but it sounds heart-wrenching. So let me see if I can find it. We're doing... Here we go. Okay. And we're dedicating this, the rest of the tunes, all the tunes tonight are dedicated to Anita. Let's see if this is the one. No. But I'll find it.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You know what pitch and toss is? It's a game the kids play. It's played with a coin on a stick. And you flip, it's like flipping a coin, but they use a stick. And that's called pitch and toss. And I guess you call heads or tails. And the reason that I'm telling you that is because I'm about to read you a poem. And the poem is was written by a guy named Rudyard Kipling. And he was a great writer. He's the guy that wrote Jungle Book. He wrote poems called Barracks Ballads. And he loved the common soldier. He was British, and he loved the British soldier. And he wrote things like Gunga Din, Thin Red Line of Heroes, which is a poem about how the soldiers are taken for granted. And they're paid very little, and they're spit upon and looked down upon, except when the drums begin to roll, as he would say. He also wrote a poem called If. I'm going to read it to you. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two impostors just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it all on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can walk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and what is more, you'll be a man, my son.
I found it.
Thank you.
remember, your vote is worth more than gold. Send your vote to Twitter and CC me, abutom@aol.com. abutom@aol.com. Fi aman ilah, and God keep you safe. Until we meet again, I'll meet you in Kesh Island. We'll have tea together.